Recently, a University of Kentucky delegation returned from 2 weeks in China. Last time on UK Perspectives, we discussed the importance of that visit and the impact that international partnerships have on the university and the Commonwealth. Joining us again today to further this conversation is UK President Eli Capelluto. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tom.
Early in your trip, you met with the Chinese Vice Minister of Education. What was the significance of that meeting?
It was an honor to have the opportunity to engage directly with the national leadership in China. It was a high-level meeting with TV cameras and at least 30 people in the room to hear him talk to us and for him to listen to what we had to say. Currently, there are 160,000 Chinese students studying in the United States. Our conversations focused on how our two countries can better engage in improving the China-U.S. relationships through education exchange programs, and more specifically, how UK and our existing partners can further enhance and expand the current collaborations that our faculty have been working on for a good number of years. The Vice Minister is an ambitious man, as I think the entire ministry is. He is keenly aware of the University of Kentucky and interested in the ways we can collaborate. It was good that the director of our Confucius Institute, Dr. Wajing Maskey, was a colleague of his when they both were students at Beijing University. So he was interested in discussing all the innovations that are underway in China. He shared with me the plans that are underway and construction is almost complete. For instance, on Duke University's branch campus in Kunshan and NYU's branch campus in Shanghai. He invited us to visit a new campus planned for expansion in the area of agriculture and who's looking for U.S. partners. President of Shanghai University, a partner university for us in our Confucius Institute efforts, joined us. So it was a wonderful discussion where we had many areas of mutual interest.
You mentioned the Confucius Institute and that you've had some meetings with that group while you were there. What role does this agency play in the international partnerships between China and the world? And what initiatives are underway with the UK Confucius Institute?
Well, first of all, let me point out that there are 350 Confucius Institutes around the world. And the University of Kentucky competed for one of these awards made by the Hanban and headquartered in China. And it said a lot about our university when we went up against some stiff competition and were awarded this funding. Every institute outside of China partners with a Chinese university. Our partner is Shanghai University. Some people have asked whether the Confucius Institutes are just a way for China to improve its global image. There's no question that institutes do that. They teach us more about Chinese history, culture, and language. We have some of the visitors who teach Chinese in our high schools. But it goes in both directions. The State Department here in the U.S. has given grants to establish 10 American centers in Chinese universities. And UK competed and got one of those grants as well. So there's an American Study Center at Shanghai University where many UK faculty and students now work together. So this is a bi-directional sort of exchange.
While in China, you met with representatives of several universities there. And what kind of partnerships are underway between the University of Kentucky and these institutions now that you've had these meetings?
Well, I'll try to be brief on this one, Tom. Our faculty have been very busy there over the last few years. And let me highlight a few of those activities. First, Capital University of Physical Education and Sports. We signed a partnership for two faculty to come teach in Kentucky K through 12 schools. We send 50 to 20 students to their university for a summer program. We also included representatives from Keeneland as we began to lay the groundwork for partnerships in equine sciences, specifically nutrition between UK Capital University and the Chinese Equestrian Association. So that's a rich opportunity. We visited Jilin University, a campus of 68,000 students. We signed documents for a 2+2 agreement in physics where Chinese students will spend 2 years studying at Jilin and the other 2 years here. We began discussing what would be a more attractive 3+2 degree program where Chinese students would study between the two universities and graduate with a bachelor's and master's. And we're also looking for opportunities to expand research in public health. They have an extensive program underway in autism, for instance. Our chemistry and math programs lend themselves to rich partnerships. And we also found at Jilin, when I spoke with the President Lee there, that they're engaged with really top-notch partners, and I'm proud that we're included. For instance, he just returned from Atlanta, where he's working on relationships with Emory and Georgia Tech. He has existing relationships with Columbia and Rutgers. And it was interesting to discover that about 200 of our cadets from West Point received their intense Chinese education at Jilin University. It's near the North Korean border. So we have many universities who are working to partner with Jilin. Also visited Shanghai University. I've talked in an earlier program about the Confucius Institute partner, Wajing Maskey, our director, presented on our programs in fine arts. And we also have 3+1+2 programs in business, economics, finance, accounting, international trade, and gender and women's studies. And Tom, on my way here to record this interview, I saw a group of Chinese what I thought were students and family members, and sure enough, it was a student who is entering our graduate program in accountancy. She is from Shanghai. She had received her undergraduate degree from the University of Michigan and heard how outstanding our program was, and we're glad that she's found a place here at UK. We went to Xi'an Xingtang University. It's located in an industrial high-tech area rooted by its historical engagement in military and aerospace engineering. Samsung has chosen this area as a new Chinese site of investment. They've already put over $7 billion into the first phase of development there. We have a lot to learn and experience with them in advanced manufacturing, an area where we have interest. And then I began conversations on a 2+2 teacher education program using Shanxi Normal University in Xi'an as our home base for expanding teacher education to China's rural district.
When you talk about the kinds of investments that are going on in China in higher education, billions of dollars, I'm feeling envious because here in Kentucky, we've recently had to cut back on the funding that we had for higher education. So it must be very interesting for you to observe how these other universities are expanding and being able to take advantage of this situation.
One academic leader in China turned to me and said, "We're not afraid to fail. We are a can-do country." And you sense that everywhere you go. I was impressed with this commitment that they have to be world-class. They want to have the leading universities in the world, and they're investing heavily in that quest.
Well, thank you, President Capiluto. We'll hopefully have you back next week to discuss more of the partnerships, particularly those with the Center for Applied Energy Research and the U.S.-China Energy Research Center. Our complete interview from this UK Perspectives broadcast is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.